Han reached the door and, taking Leia's hand, peered up the hallway to find Tesser and two more Barabels, Doherty and Willem, he thought, standing about 3 meters away under the last active glow panel. Their scaly shoulders filled the hallway from wall to wall, a not-so-subtle hint that no one would be getting past them. With their talons still dripping Sith gore and their heads only a few centimeters beneath the ceiling, it was easy to see why the Hapens had shouldered their weapons. Zek smiled and motioned at Alana.
We were following Amelia Solo.
Amelia?
Doherty rasped.
She brought you here?
Alana seemed to recognize that it was up to her to defuse the situation, and she was already stepping into the center of the hallway.
Not on purpose.
Alana walked up to the Barabels, then stopped in front of Tesser, a little figure that barely rose higher than his knees. Terran quickly moved to follow, but the Chumda waved her off. Even then, Zek had to take Terran by the arm to make her obey. Alana craned her neck to look up into the Barabel's slit-pupiled eyes.
But I did risk my life, and lost Basil's, to warn you.
A soft hiss filled the hallway as the Barabels ruffled their scales, and Tesser asked,
Basil is dead.
He was going to warn you alone, Han called, but we got ambushed dropping him off.
Alana nodded.
He died protecting us, she said. I'm going to miss him.
Tesser considered this, then nodded.
Basil was a good defender. The pack will be less without him.
Yes, it will,
Alana said.
Thanks.
It is only the truth.
Tesser shifted his gaze toward Han.
But this one does not understand. What is there to warn us about?
Ask Amelia, Han said. It was her vision.
At the word vision, the gazes of all three Barabels snapped back to Alana so quickly, even Han felt the sudden tension.
What vision?
Willem demanded. Alana shifted her gaze to him.
There were Sith, she said. Lots of Sith. And they were in your nest.
Our nest?
Tesser asked.
You are certain?
Lots of bones, and a couple of dozen little black lizards,
Alana replied.
It wasn't pretty.
Tesser's eyes widened.
They are coming for the hatchlings?
Not if you let us help you,
Alana said.
Why do you think I'm here?
Tesser glanced over at Willem, who reluctantly nodded and said,
A vision is a vision.
Tesser turned to Doherty, who shrugged and also nodded.
This one is growing tired of Sith anyway, she said. They have such a bitter aftertaste.